As was emphasized in the opening remarks and also in the outline, that this section of our study would have to do would do with shepherding. We have looked at evangelism yesterday and even today at the beginning, but we are now about to look into shepherding. The brother in his opening remarks mentioned that the Lord Jesus is the good shepherd, and we should take a cue from him. He is our model. He is our example. And just to make a little connection, we find that in this portion of John's Gospel, in chapter 8, the words of the Lord Jesus are rejected. And at the end of chapter 8 of John's Gospel, we see the Lord Jesus leaving the temple. It says there, they took up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. And in chapter 9, we find his work is rejected, where the blind man was given sight. And in verse 35, they cast the blind man out of the temple, and Jesus found him alone. So the Lord Jesus comes into the scene. He comes to the poor of the flock. He comes in by the door, as was mentioned in the outline. The God-appointed way, the God-appointed place, the God-appointed time. And he met those who were self-appointed leaders and rulers, those who were steeped in Judaism, and they oppose him. And so he leaves the temple, the system that was all connected with the temple. At the beginning, it was something instituted by God, but it had degenerated now into Judaism. So he leaves the temple. The blind man who confessed faith in him is cast out of the temple. And the Lord reveals himself in chapter 10 as the good shepherd. The good shepherd. He draws them now to himself as the good shepherd, the true shepherd of Israel. There were others who had assumed that place. They were thieves and robbers. They held the people in Judaism. And then later on, he would also declare himself as the door. In the outline, it was also remarked that he's the one through whom we have access to the Father, the door of salvation. But he's also the door of exit from Judaism, the door of exit, whereby he would call those who have faith unto himself away from that system of Judaism. They would hear his voice and respond to his call. So we want to go on in this aspect of shepherding, having in mind the Lord Jesus as the good shepherd.